You have no idea how happy I am now that you're here. Seriously, I am so stressed out trying to plan everything for my birthday all by myself, and I could really, really use your input on a few things. Yeah, of course you can tell me something before we start. You can't come? Why? Did something happen? Oh, something came up? Well, I hope nothing bad has happened. Okay, that's good then. It's okay, you don't have to be sorry. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm sad you can't come. Like, I really wanted you to be there, but if something came up, that's okay. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. And it's way more important than my birthday. I mean, I can celebrate my birthday with you any day. It doesn't just have to be that one day. But if I'm being honest, I feel like there is something wrong. I mean, you've only been over for a few minutes, but you're just not really acting like your usual self. I mean, you haven't even really looked at me since you came. I mean, you don't have to tell me what's bothering you. I mean, it's probably related to why you can't come to my party. But if you ever want to talk about it, you know I'm here. Yes, you can tell me the truth. Really? You don't want to come to my party because your skin broke out and you're embarrassed by how you look? It's not stupid at all. In fact, I totally understand how you feel. Yes, really? Well, my skin might be great now, but it hasn't always been that way. Trust me. Yes, seriously. Why is that so hard for you to believe? Well, thank you. But really, I'm being honest. Look, I had really bad, like, horrendous acne from the time I was 11, all the way probably till I started university. I know how you feel. Trust me, because I spent so long feeling the exact same way. I spent so long just feeling so awful about myself. I felt so ugly. I had no confidence at all. I didn't want to look people in the eye. My friends would ask me to hang out and I'd never come because I didn't like the way I looked, because it hurt me to see other people my age out and about enjoying themselves when I couldn't. Well, I mean, I could, but I didn't allow myself to. I was always self-sabotaging, always distancing myself because I didn't want other people to see me because I thought they looked better than me. I started to become so jealous, so resentful of perfectly good and kind people. Just because they didn't have acne, but I did. And I was mad at them. But in the end, the only person who was being hurt was me. Listen, there's a reason why I don't have a single picture from high school. Because I didn't take any. I felt like I couldn't get away from it. Like it just wouldn't leave me alone. I tried a million face washes, creams, you name it. I've tried it. But you know what helped the most? Just accepting it. Trying my best to control it. And sticking to a regimen that worked the best for my skin. But while I was doing that, I was just accepting my skin as it was. Now, easier said than done. Trust me. It took me years and years and years to even get decent at accepting myself sometimes. And I'm not gonna lie and say it wasn't easier as my skin got better. I'm going to tell you a few things. I'm going to tell you the things I wish someone would have told me. You know, during those times, I just wanted someone to tell me that they understood how I felt. I just wanted someone to say some nice things to me. Not because I would have believed them, but I still wanted to hear them anyways, you know? And I'm sure you do too. The truth is, nobody cares if you have acne. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you and say nobody notices, because that's not true, and I always hated when people would say that to me. Because people do notice, but, like, it doesn't mean anything. People notice it the same way people notice if you have brown hair or not. Like, you see someone and you're like, oh, they have brown hair, but who cares, right? Like, it doesn't matter that they have brown hair. And that's what I mean. It doesn't matter to other people, like, it matters to us. Like, we think it does, but it really doesn't. Honestly, everyone is too busy focused on themselves. People are so self-centered and so self-critical. All we think about is how we appear to other people. Nobody's focused on how you appear to them. Everyone's too busy being mean to themselves to be mean to you. Everyone is too busy focused on themselves. And anyone who's worth your while isn't focused on your skin. They're focused on your personality. Which I know is so cheesy, but it's true. They're focused on who you are as a person. That's what matters. I know it's hard to look in the mirror every single day and feel horrible about yourself. But you can be attractive with acne just like you can be attractive without it. It doesn't have to define you. It's such a small part of you, and it's not even a part of you. Like, it's not a part of who you are. What about your intellect? Your sense of humor? Your kindness? I don't know, every single other aspect about you. Those things make you attractive, and those things draw people towards you. Not how clear your skin is. I know it might not make you feel better, but I mean, the point isn't to make you feel better about it. I just want you to know that I understand how you feel, and I've been there. But you don't have to shut yourself away from the world because of your insecurities. I did that for years. I did that for all of my preteen years and all of my teenage years, and it did me no good. There are so many people who care about you and like you for you. You know? For who you are. Not how your skin looks. I mean, don't. What I'm trying to say is please don't let your insecurities stop you from, you know, going out, having fun, and interacting with the people you care about. Because we still want to see you. We still want to hang out with you. We don't care about those things. So, I mean, I really hope that you can come to my party, but trust me, I understand if you don't want to come. I'm not going to hold it against you, and I'm not mad at you. But everyone would really like to see you there. You'll come? Really? That means a lot to me, you know? I know how hard it is to get over your insecurities and go out and face the world when you don't feel good about yourself. So it really means a lot to me that you'll still come to my party. You're such a great friend. I mean it. So, since you're still coming, would you like to help me plan it? Great. Okay, let's start. We have a lot of things to go through.